Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of January 6, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everybody had a good holiday season. We're looking ahead to the CBA Mail-O-Graphic and our chili cook-off in February. More details on that soon. Remember that we're off next week, January 13, since it is Martin Luther King weekend. Be sure to let Sharon know if you are not going to be available on Friday night so that she can try to find you a sub. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone at 919-740-1073. If you need a sub, or if you want to sub, her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League and then like the page. Lane assignments for week 11. Lane 35, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 36, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 37, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 38, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 39, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 40, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 41, Team 3, Gunslingers. And Lane 42, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Subs for tonight, Lane 36, Team 5, out, Jenna Meck, in, Dennis Glenn. Lane 37, Team 8, out, Ginger Rush, in, Miriam Dixon. Lane 40, Team 2, out, Zelda Price, in, Matt Bowers. Lane 41, Team 3, out, Marjorie Conyers, in, Ed Coakley. Letitia Adams would like to invite everyone to a Chinese New Year Tai Chi demonstration on January 22. This will be held at the Lake Lynn Community Center, 7921 Ray Road, from 2 to 4 p.m., and admission is free. For sale, a bowling ball, either 14 or 15 pounds in weight. See Kaisha Adams for more details. The price is negotiable. Sweet fundraiser. Don't forget to turn in money for your Krispy Kreme cards to Miriam Dixon. We can get more cards if we have enough interest in them. Let Miriam know if you need more. You sell the cards for $20 each, and the purchaser can take them to Krispy Kreme, and for each dozen donuts they buy at regular price, they get a free dozen glazed. The card is good for 10 purchases. Anyone not a member of the league who wants to purchase a card, please feel free to contact us. These are good at any Krispy Kreme. A note about scheduling in the spring. At this time, we will not have a tournament MLK weekend, although we will still take the Friday night off January 13th in case anyone wants to take advantage of the holiday. The Governor Moorhead Alumni Association Winter Meeting. The GMS Alumni Association invites you to its winter gathering on January 28, 2023. Between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers-Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue. At this winter gathering, there will be time for our business meeting, community information and resource, food and fellowship. To facilitate the planning for the provision of food for this event, please let me know that you plan to attend by contacting me, Ricky Scott, at 919-673-8300 or send me an email at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Sincerely, Ricky Scott, President, GMS Alumni Association. Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home addresses, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair, at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Now that actually is yallowdog@bellsouth.net. In case that's a misprint, you might, if it doesn't go through, try it at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. I'm just not 100% certain if it's yallow bar dog or yellow dog, but one way or the other, you'll get it. What they want to have in that email is name, address, home phone, work phone, cell phone, a note, or your email address, a short thing about, tell us about yourself, former student year or years attended, former employee year or years employed, interested party, in other words, what is the source of the interest? And if you would like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Please make a check or money order for $20 payable to GMSAAI and mail to the following address. GMSAA Inc., INC, period, comma, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. ATIA, the Assistive Technology Industry Association, is having a conference this year, 2023. And they say, over the past 23 years, ATIA has been a community gathering for assistive technology practitioners, teachers, parents, and caregivers, persons with disabilities, and more, to learn, network, and share the best in assistive technology. When? January 31 to February 4, 2023. Where? Orlando, Florida, and virtual online. The ATIA 2023 conference will offer multiple flexible registration options, including in-person and virtual, allowing you to select the package that works best for you and your teams. Learn more and register at ATIA 2023-Assistive Technology Industry Association by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. ATIA. This is a Code Jumper pre-conference camp. APH will be hosting a free Code Jumper pre-conference camp for anyone registered for the ATIA 2023. All attendees will receive a free Code Jumper kit, ACV REP credits are available. For more information, click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. When will this be? Well, Wednesday, February 1, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where? Orlando, Florida. Sessions include a hands-on overview of Code Jumper, the Code Jumper curriculum and new Code Jumper puzzles, Code Jumper and the ECC, and the Code Jumper accessible escape room. Seats are limited for this event, so request an access code to register. Please complete this form that is present on your electronic copy. In fact, let me state that differently. Please complete this form by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. A member of the APH team will follow up on your request. And if you have any questions, please email codejumper@aph.org. Moving on, the 2022-2023 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the North Carolina, or NC, we'll call it that way, Friends of the NC Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants, up to $1,000, to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training programs and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print download documents to be submitted by mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or the application process to info@fncabls.org. Apply for the $2,000 Friends in Art Annual Scholarship. Friends in Art, FIA. A nonprofit organization with the mission of creating spaces where visually impaired artists and audiences thrive, and an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, offers an annual $2,000 scholarship to college students who are legally blind. If you are a high school senior or a college student engaged in the fields of music, art, drama, graphic arts, and or creative writing, and you are blind or visually impaired, we encourage you to apply. In addition to being legally blind, applicants must maintain a 3.0 GPA, be a full-time student, or work 32 or more hours per week while attending college part-time, and be involved in their school/local community. To find out more or to apply, please visit https://acb.org/scholarships. Be sure to highlight your arts-related activities while completing the application so that we will know you are interested in applying for the FIA scholarship. Please also note that completion of the application process will make you potentially eligible for other ACB scholarships. The deadline, February 14, 2023. Please direct any questions to Peter Altschul, that's A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L, FIA Scholarship Chair at creatingcommonground@outlook.com. Now, for all you hungry folks, it's time for recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. We're going to start off with Million Dollar Baked Ziti. Here are the ingredients: 1 pound of ziti, 1 pound of mild Italian sausage, 4 cloves of garlic minced, 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 28-ounce can tomato juice, 1 14.5-ounce can diced carrots, 1 teaspoon granulated sugar, 1/2 cup fresh basil, chopped, 8 ounces cream cheese, softened, 16 ounces cottage cheese, 1/2 cup sour cream. 2 eggs, 1 1/2 cups Parmesan cheese, freshly grated and divided. 2 cups mozzarella cheese, chopped into 1/4-inch cubes and divided. Fresh basil, chopped for serving. Kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. With that formidable list of ingredients, here's the preparation process. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and grease a 9x13-inch baking dish with nonstick spray. Set it aside. In a large pot of salted boiling water, cook the pasta 2 minutes less than the package instructions call for. Drain and drizzle with a bit of olive oil to prevent sticking. Set it aside. Next, in a large skillet, cook the sausage over medium-high heat until no longer pink, about 5 minutes. Drain the fat if needed. Add garlic and cook until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add oregano, basil, and season with salt and pepper. Stir in tomato sauce and diced tomatoes. Lower the heat to medium and cook until the mixture bubbles. Reduce the heat to medium-low and let it simmer for 10 minutes. Remove the skillet from the heat and stir in sugar and fresh basil. Then set all of that aside. In a large bowl, beat the cream cheese until it's smooth. Add eggs, cottage cheese, and sour cream and mix until well combined. Stir in 1 cup of Parmesan and 1 cup of the mozzarella. Add 1 cup of the red sauce to the drained pasta to the cottage cheese mixture and stir to combine. Transfer all of this to the prepared baking dish. Top with the remaining red sauce, followed by the remaining 1 cup mozzarella and 1/2 cup Parmesan. Spray a sheet of aluminum foil with non-stick spray and cover the casserole. Bake for 25 minutes. Uncover and bake 25 minutes more. If desired, you can broil 1 to 2 minutes to brown the cheese further. Let it sit 10 minutes before serving. Top with chopped basil and enjoy. Now, if you want some more cheese, how about cheesy shepherd's pie? Technically, this is cottage pie, since it uses ground beef, and a true shepherd's pie uses lamb. But a lot of the time, the beef version is also called shepherd's pie. For the potatoes, 2.5 pounds russet potatoes peeled and chopped, 4 tablespoons of butter, and 1/3 cup of milk, plus 1 cup cheddar cheese grated. And for the filling, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 yellow onion chopped, 1 pound ground beef, 3 cloves garlic, minced, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 cups of beef broth, 1 tablespoon Worcestershire sauce, 2 small carrots peeled and chopped, 1 teaspoon of dried rosemary, and 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1 cup of frozen peas, and then kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. The process of preparation. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Place the potatoes in a large pot of cold salted water and bring it to a boil. Let it cook until the potatoes are very tender, let's say about 10 minutes. Drain and return the potatoes to the hot pot. Mash with butter and milk until smooth. Stir in cheddar cheese and season to taste with salt and pepper. Cover and set aside while you work on the filling. In a large skillet, heat the olive oil over a medium heat. Add the onions and cook until the onion is soft and translucent, about 5 minutes. Add beef and cook until no longer pink. Add garlic and cook 1 minute more. Sprinkle with flour and stir frequently for 2 minutes. Gradually stir in beef broth and bring to a simmer. Cook until thickened, about 5 minutes. Stir in Worcestershire sauce, rosemary, thyme, carrots, and frozen peas, and season to taste with salt and pepper. Transfer the beef mixture to a 2-quart casserole dish, then top with mashed potatoes. If desired, use a fork to drag patterns through the mashed potatoes, then transfer all this to the oven to bake for 30 minutes. Broil 1 to 2 minutes for extra browning, if desired. Let it rest for 30 minutes before serving. And of course, enjoy this as well. Well, that brings us to the last item on the newsletter, and that's the season schedule for the rest of this year. The season year, that is. Bowl, January 6, 20, and 27. January 13 to 16, MLK weekend. Bowl, February 3, 10, and 24. February 11, Super Bowl-themed chili cook-off. February 17, potential makeup day. Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31. March 18, the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be makeup dates and end-of-season dinner date to be scheduled later. And May 6, projected date of the Outlaw Invitational. May 25 to 29, the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This broadcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.